weird. And I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The Prime Minister is warning the world as we knew it has now gone, while promising to help shelter British business from the storm created by Donald Trump's tariffs. Writing in a Sunday paper, Keir Starmer's also called for cool heads, saying the UK's priority is a trade deal with the US. 10% levies apply to British goods heading to America, although cars are charged at 25%. The Foreign Secretary says he's deeply concerned by the news. Two British MPs have been refused entry to Israel. David Lammy says he's told his counterparts there the denial was no way to treat parliamentarians. Labour's announced it suspended the MP Dan Norris after his arrest as part of an investigation into alleged historical child sex offences. Avon and Somerset police say a man in his 60s was held on Friday and has been bailed. Heather Cartwright is our West of England correspondent.
As well as being an MP, he's also been the West of England mayor, so he is really quite a well-known political figure. Before going into politics, he had previously worked as a child protection officer and in teaching. Norris has also lost the party whip. Labour say that they won't be commenting any further whilst this police investigation's ongoing.
And a new law which bans fake reviews and also so-called drip pricing for online shopping has now come into force. It means administration and booking fees must now be included in headline prices. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Katie Brathwick keeping you company this morning with a cradle classic on the way that, let's be honest, is frankly a form of meditation.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
FM Live at the Royal Albert Hall. Martin Frost, he dances around on stage. He's almost as much of a sight to behold as he is for the ears. The Concerto Cologne accompanying his performance of Vivaldi's Clarinet Concerto on Classic FM. It followed Shostakovich, that beautiful slow movement of his second piano concerto, Christina Ortiz with the Bournemouth Symphony under Paavo Berglund. Katie B with you this morning with a cradle classic to come that is a fave of one member of my book club. I remember when I first started hosting here on Classic FM, I remember telling Annika, and Annika said, would you mind if you once in a while played this? And I said, no, absolutely not. And of course, it's quite long, which means I hardly ever get to play it. But you will hear it this morning for your cradle classic coming up in about 10 minutes' time. First, I'm taking you to the movies to see Captain Corelli's Mandolin. from Steve Warbeck. Pelagia's song from the movie Captain Corelli's Mandolin. Your cradle classic awaits after this from Delius.
Thank you.
on hearing the first cuckoo in spring from Delius, performed by the Camerata Wales. I haven't heard a cuckoo yet. I have heard a woodpecker. I've heard a few woodpeckers. I've been going around the woods close to where I live with one of those brilliant apps that tells you every single bird song that you can hear, and we've got goldfinches and green finches and wrens and blackbirds and robins and all sorts. Jays, obviously red kites, they are a feature near where I live, and a woodpecker, but no cuckoos yet. Anyway, Owain Arwell Hughes, the conductor on Classic FM. Right, cradle classic time for you to fall asleep to on Classic FM. As I say, a favourite of Annika in my book club. This from Arvo Pärt is Spiegel im Spiegel.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Dream Team on Classic FM. James Galway and Katrin Finch playing Mozart's Flute and Harp Concerto in C. The Sinfonia Varsovia were there for support just ahead of it. Your cradle classic this morning, written just before the composer left Estonia, from Arvo Pärt, Spiegel im Spiegel, written back in 1978 and played for you this morning by Akira Iguchi on piano and the violinist Anne Akiko Myers. And for more beautiful tunes, just a soothing Zeb Soane's Is Your Man from 7 o'clock tonight here on Classic FM.
Most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Of the Spitfire and the Lanky Bombers that he grew up watching flying around in the skies near to where he lived in Lincolnshire. William Walton's Spitfire Prelude and Fugue on Classic FM. Walton, the son of a choir master and a singing teacher, grew up in Oldham and ended up a chorister at one of the colleges in Oxford, and the rest is history. You heard it played this morning on Classic FM by the Orchestra of Opera North this Sunday morning. Paul Daniel, their conductor. Katie Brathwick here with one more piece for you before the news at three from Satie. Thank you. highest of two entries for Satie, his Gymnopédie, the first one there played on Classic FM by Alain Grimaud, falling two places to number 148 in our top 300. And speaking of our Hall of Fame, your trio from the charts follows the news, and that's next.
Classic FM.
In just a few weeks, we'll be lighting up the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live.
Celebrating the greatest film music, and we'd love you to be there.
Every day next week, you could win tickets to our blockbuster concert on the 24th of April, along with £800 for travel and accommodation to make it extra special.
It's thanks to Viking, exploring all seven continents in comfort.
To win, listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning next week from 10.
Classic FM.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The Prime Minister says he will help shelter British businesses from the storm of the tariffs announced by Donald Trump. He's written in a Sunday paper promising measures which will make the UK less exposed to global shocks. British goods being sent to the US are now subject to a 10% levy. The retail and hospitality sectors are warning that high street jobs and investment plans are at risk because of today's changes to national insurance payments. Employers will now have to make larger contributions on behalf of their workers after the rate rise of 1.2%. The Israeli military has admitted it published an incorrect statement about the killings of aid workers in Gaza last month. It had claimed the ambulances they were in weren't showing their emergency lights, but new footage is now contradicting that. The Jerusalem-based journalist Noga Tarnopolsky says people are angry.
The IDF is scrambling tonight to try and restore its credibility. It hasn't yet been able to announce a completed report, and it encountered in kind of background briefings tonight very angry journalists who were lied to their faces and then